I'm Gerald Owens with this WRAL News Brief. At least 70 people were killed, many others injured today, when crowds rushed aid trucks in Gaza as they approached. The Israeli government confirms that their troops use live ammunition, but said the crowd posed a threat to the soldiers. It's not clear what that threat could have been. The Israeli military says some of the casualties may have been people who were trampled by the crowd. Residents in Wilson County will receive their 2024 tax revaluation notice next week. It shows what your property is worth now. The notice will come in a white envelope with the words "Important Tax Notice" written on it in red writing. Anheuser-Busch is slowly recovering after backlash from its brief partnership with a transgender influencer. Revenue in North America plunged $1.4 billion last April following a sponsored Instagram post with Dylan Mulvaney. The company says it has seen gradual improvement in sales since May of last year. We'd love to connect with you online. Just go to our Facebook page and join the conversation. I'm Gerald Owens. Have a great day.